It's Friday, June 10th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. A youth pastor in Uganda died on May 26th from an axe blow to the head, sustained during an Islamic extremist attack on a church on May 20th, reports Christian News. Emmanuel Mugabe, with the Bukumero Miracle Center Church, sustained deep cuts on his leg and head and lost consciousness in the attack 75 miles northwest of Kampala. After the church organized an evangelistic event and distributed Bibles in the predominantly Muslim area last month, village resident Sheikh Musa Lawanga, on May 20th, helped lead a Muslim mob brandishing swords, axes, and sticks, who attacked the church building at 5 p.m. shouting, "Allah Akbar," which means "the moon god is greater." Exodus 20 verse 3 declares, "You shall have no other gods before me." Please pray that God would comfort Pastor Mugabe's family and the church. President Joe Biden's attempt to list his accomplishments on Wednesday's Jimmy Kimmel Live was so confused that the Republican National Committee decided to publicize a video of it on social media, reports CNSNews.com. RNC Research introduced the video clip on its Twitter page, saying, quote, "Biden says there's a lot of major things he's done. He just hasn't been able to communicate it in a way that is, He then starts rambling about reporters getting clicks on the nightly news, and they cut to commercial. Indeed, Biden began by unsuccessfully attempting to describe his inability to articulate his major accomplishments, but he then drifted off into a disjointed commentary about how the press has changed. After first attempting to patronize Biden's confusion, host Kimmel announced he was cutting to a commercial.
No question about it.
So there's a lot of major things we've done. But what we haven't done is we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, let me say another way.
Well, see, that's kind of perfect. Yeah, well, we haven't been able to communicate
but
it.
But look how the press has changed. Mm-hmm. Look how the press has changed.
It has changed. Oh, listen, I get it.
I know you get, you overstand it. Yeah. You don't just understand it, you overstand it. But here's the deal. One of the things is that it's very difficult now to have a... even with notable exceptions, even the really good reporters, they have to get the number of clicks on nightly news. Mm-hmm. So instead of asking a question, anyway, it just everything gets sensationalized in ways that, but I'm convinced we can get through this. We have to get through it. And one of the things, look.
I'm going to take a break and then we'll talk a little bit more.
I don't blame you.
I'm sorry. We have some of those commercials.
More details now on the Tuesday morning firebombing of a pro-life pregnancy center in Buffalo, New York, by radical abortion terrorists. Compass Care, a Christ-centered group dedicated to erasing the need for abortion, said it sustained heavy damage to its building. The abortion terrorist group Jane's Revenge took credit for the attack, spray-painting their signature, quote, "Jane was here," end quote, on the side of the structure. The group's name is a reference to the Jane Collective, an underground group in Chicago that helped mothers obtain illegal abortions prior to the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. In a statement, Compass Care said, quote, "Ironically, New York's governor not only ignored the violence, but instead earmarked $35 million in taxpayer funds to increase security at abortion mills." Adding insult to injury, the New York legislature passed a bill investigating pro-life pregnancy centers precisely because they do not perform abortions, end quote. Compass Care CEO Jim Harden vowed to restore the building and continue to protect the preborn. He said, quote, "This is the pro-abortion Kristallnacht. Because of this act of violence, the needs of women facing unplanned pregnancies will go unmet and babies will die," end quote. Kristallnacht was the night of broken glass on November 9th, 1938, when Nazi leaders smashed the glass of the Jewish-owned businesses, synagogues, and homes throughout Germany. Since a leaked Supreme Court draft opinion became public, indicating that the court could overturn Roe v. Wade, numerous pro-life service centers have been the target of violence. Jane's Revenge issued a statement entitled, quote, night of rage, end quote, on May 30th, saying that the overturning of Roe, quote, is an event that should inspire rage, end quote. Their motto is this, quote, if abortion is not safe, you are not either. We are everywhere, end quote. Needless to say, abortion is not safe for the baby who is murdered, nor is it safe for the mother who suffers emotionally, spiritually, and even physically. Ready for some good news? After Ava Guan, a waitress at Hoshun Chinese Restaurant in New Orleans, Louisiana, served her customer his food, she was stunned by his generous tip, reports FaithWire.com. On a $63 lunch, he left her a $777 tip.
So I think this God gave me the gift.
Amazingly, she does not plan on using the money to pay her own bills. Instead, she knew it was an answer to her prayer. Last Saturday morning, right before her shift, Guan went to Oliver Church, her small house of worship, to pray. She knew that they needed a new air conditioning unit and some repairs. Guan had already generously given $300, but it was not enough. So she prayed, asking God to send help.
I need to trade a new AC. You know, this summer is very, very hot.
When the waitress saw the $777 tip on the receipt, she knew that God had heard her prayer.
This is not my money.
The devout Christian gleaned a powerful lesson from her answered prayer.
I think that God listened and will help you.
1 Peter 3, verse 12 says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. The emails about our little newscast keep coming in to adam@theworldview.com.